It's time now for the Dial a Doc program here today. Dial a Doc is brought to you by FHN here on this Tuesday. And we're first joined here today. Well, we're going to be joined by two folks here today. Director of Clinical Quality, Cheryl Reif, is here with me. Hey, Cheryl, good morning to you. I've got you right.
Good morning. Yes, that's me.
All right. And I got also from Infection Control as well, Clinical Quality and Professional Development, Margie Coachmeyer. Margie, are you with me today?
I am. Good morning.
Ah, I did it. How about that? I'm not the most technical guy in the world, ladies, so I want you to know. Good morning here. Thanks a lot for joining me here today. It's Patient Safety Week at FHN next week and National Patient Safety Week. Let's talk about patient safety. A lot of information in the media lately about patient safety as it relates to bacterial infections, which are resistant to treatment. Talk about that. What is a resistant bacterial infection? Tell me about this.
This is a bacteria that does not respond to an antibiotic, and now even to some disinfectant cleaners. The bacteria are changing, and it's making them able to survive and continue to multiply. An example of a resistant bacteria would be the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. Many people know it as MRSA. This is a staph infection that is not responding to penicillins anymore.
How are these infections come into existence, and why are they now resistant to antibiotics and other treatments? What's happening?
Well, the infections can occur from improper use of antibiotics over time. Every time a person takes an antibiotic, sensitive bacteria are killed, but the resistant ones are left behind to grow and multiply. That bacteria changes, and the antibiotics that once worked to kill these bacteria are now ineffective. Antibiotics should be used to treat bacterial infections and are not effective against viral illnesses like the common cold and the flu. It is the overuse of antibiotics that has created antibiotic resistance.
Okay, so what types of situation in individuals now are these resistant bacteria now found?
It used to be that you would find them in people who were hospitalized or people that were very sick. However, we're seeing it occurring in healthy people, young people, old people, and they develop an infection and they become resistant to an antibiotic.
We're talking today with Cheryl Reif. She's Director of Clinical Quality, and also Margie Coachmeyer as well with Infection Control at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Well, then tell me, ladies, what is a healthcare organization's best line of defense against this?
Well, the best line of defense is the careful use of antibiotics, and this means only prescribing antibiotics when it is likely to benefit the patient, using an antibiotic that will be most effective against the pathogen for which it's intended, and then using the antibiotic in appropriate dosage and the proper duration. So long enough to work, but not too long that it causes unnecessary use.
We also have a very strong quality and patient safety program, so we work diligently to make sure that all of our caregivers, all those patients that are at risk, are managed appropriately and that the right care is delivered, that everyone is following our high safety standards.
Well, you know, and I know, Margie, from your side of the things here, and we talked about this before, FHN is the first in the region to have this germ zapping robot to super clean patient areas. Tell me about this.
We have nicknamed this germ zapping robot MOM. It stands for Microorganism Obliterating Machine because we know no one cleans like MOM. We started using MOM in 2013 as another level of safety in the protection against germs. This is a portable machine that is rolled into a patient room and used after traditional cleaning. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes to disinfect a room, and this is the fastest, safest and most effective method for advanced cleaning of hospital rooms, and it can destroy bacteria, viruses, and spores that cause healthcare-associated infections.
How does this germ-zapping robot, MOM, how does that compare to manual cleaning and the manual cleaning process?
With manual cleaning, only the surfaces that are wiped remove microorganisms. MOM bathes the room in ultraviolet light to kill microorganisms on surfaces and in the air. The UV light penetrates the cell walls of microorganisms, damages the DNA so it can't reproduce, and the organism dies. So ultraviolet light disinfection has been proven to be 20 times more effective at killing pathogens than standard chemical cleaning, which we do. I mean, we clean those rooms with the chemical cleaners and then bring a MOM in. The UV light touches surfaces that could have been missed with traditional cleaning.
What about in terms of any measurements now, how successful MOM has been? Any patient safety measures improved as a result of using MOM?
While it's difficult to say how many more infections that could have occurred had we not had MOM, the area where I really see that ultraviolet disinfection has made a difference is in our surgical site infections, which were significantly reduced. We have several types of infections, hip, knee, hysterectomies, that are reported to the state. And in 2012, we had 4 infections, and in 2013, we had 0. We had 12 superficial infections, and this can occur from patients infecting their own incisions, and that was in 2012, and 9 for 2013. So a year ago, when we talked about this new technology, we said one healthcare-associated infection costs an average of $25,000. Saving 3 infections would cover our investment. We saved 7.
Boy, that sounds phenomenal. I think the other thing that I heard about as well is that you're able to conduct business differently in your operating room as well because of the MOM unit. Talk about that.
It used to be that if a patient had MRSA, we would leave them till the end of the day. And now, and we still try to leave them for the end of the day, but we can bring them in early, clean the room traditionally, bring MOM in, zap the room, and know that it's clean for the next patient. We're also using it at the cancer center.
Let's talk about FHN Memorial Hospital. I know you've been recently recognized again for patient safety by Consumer Reports. Tell us a little bit about that recognition and why it is so important for FHN patients.
Yes, we'd be happy to talk about that. We're very proud to be recognized for a second time as one of the safest hospitals in the state. Consumer Report uses publicly available data, so it's a study that's done of data that we're currently reporting, and yet they also do supplemental interviews of patients and discussions with safety experts and look at various areas in safety. Things like bloodstream infections, readmissions, communication that we have between caregivers on drug information, surgery-related events, as Margie was talking about, infections. So, you know, we feel like it's a very broad study of our safety programs and an independent type review. So it isn't anything that we can apply for. It isn't anything that we seek. But because of that, I think we're especially pleased to be recognized. And we actually achieved a score of 64 out of a total of 100 points, and we're the 4th ranking in Illinois at that level. So it is something that we are pleased and focused on. We feel that it helps our patients understand a very comprehensive look at our safety programs and the things that are important to us and how we can be recognized as one of the top in the state.
We're talking to the Director of Clinical Quality, that's Cheryl Reif there, and we're also talking to Margie Kochmeyer, Infection Control and Quality and also Clinical Quality and Professional Development here on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And ladies, you know, I think that this is huge in terms of news because, you know, you always hear about these incidences of infections because, you know, people are concerned about going to the hospitals because, you know, there's sick people there, right?
Yes.
And so what you're able to do with this MOM system and also with what you have developed there is really kind of cut through all of that and really make a much safer environment for everybody, even not only for patients, and I, you know, kind of was, you know, making a little joke about it, but also for visitors as well, right?
Exactly. Right. The area of safety and prevention has become paramount, I think, in hospital management. And we are looking always externally, trying to find the best resources, looking at recommendations through organizations such as CDC, even the World Health Organization. And, you know, we look at best practices. What kinds of things are organizations doing that stand out in the field? And then we replicate that, whether it's an expectation through policy, whether it's training of staff, whether it's management of visitors within our arena during peak times of flu, et cetera. So our standards are high. We continue every day to keep very focused and not lose sight of what needs to be done today.
Well, you know, the other thing I just thought of as well is not only are you talking about the patient safety, but visitor safety, but also this is an issue I'm sure that the staff is very enthused about as well, right?
Yes, I think staff are very proud to be known as a standout in the area. They're proud of the care that they give. We do work very diligently with a multidisciplinary team. So every day the team comes together and talks about the patients that are inpatients, looks at the needs of those patients to prepare them for the transition to the next level of care, whether it's home or nursing home. We are able to do an effective handoff to the doctor's office as a patient might leave the office. So our multidisciplinary team is critical in the support of all of these efforts.
And Cheryl, I would assume as well, you know, just in terms of staff morale and the fact that you probably have lower incidences internally of staff illness and those kinds of things as well, because of this safety program as well, it benefits the staff that way too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And Margie's been especially diligent in managing our flu vaccination program. And we're very proud of the high numbers of flu vaccination that we have for our staff. And as we look at the way that our flu program has gone, we've kept people overall this season. So has not affected any of the care delivery at all in the organization.
All right, ladies, if someone wants to learn more about patient safety at FHN, how can they do that?
You can visit our site at www.fhn.org. You can also go to the www.consumerreports.org and look at the information there.
All right. Margie Koschmeyer, Infection Control, Clinical Quality and Professional Development. Margie, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
And Cheryl Reif, Director of Clinical Quality. Cheryl, thank you for being here as well, okay?
Thank you for the time.
All right. Very good, ladies. Thank you very much. That's FHN Dial-A-Doc here today on The Morning Mess.